You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
First you bring me joy, then bring me sorrow. You're just here today and gone tomorrow. Why can't I have you for my own? And why must I always be alone? I wanna go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I wanna go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna go where you go. It would be a treat to do what you do. It would be sweet to love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh. If I could only cry when you cry, you won't be lonely. Smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, I wanna go. If you go east or west, you ought to know. I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I wanna go where you go. Why don't you let me do what you do? Come on and get me, and we'll make love, then I'll be happy. I wanna go where you go, do what you do, and love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, and cry when you cry. Smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I wanna go where you go, and do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and we're going to keep moving this week. I think that's our watchword. If only to keep warm. Not that we're a target, because maybe we are. I don't know. I'll have to see what happens. But moving is a good idea, just to keep from getting frozen in one particular spot, because it's going to be that time of year. And we began with here on Radiola with Jack Smith. Then I'll be happy. I'm gonna go where you go and do what you do, and you know, keep moving. Basically, 1925, and that was from the lot of records I got from Naux, 78rpm.com. That's Kurt Naux auction, and those were all won by me, and I do mean won, not that I had the, they were a gift, and I appreciate that. And we have a lot of those and a lot of Ocalions and a lot of other things that will turn up. But it's a good moving show. I don't know if it's going to be emotionally moving, but you may find it so at points. Jay's Chelsea Orchestra, led by Frank Black, who was marvelous and ought to be heard more. Irving Kaufman singing at Walk a Million Miles, 1927, and by that time, you might get a little tired. Willard Robeson, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. And indeed, one must. 1929. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm awake, too. And this is Radiola, and we're going to keep it moving. That's what we always do. And if you want to get this or any other playlist, go to Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into your search engine. Or you could just get on my mailing list and send me an email. It's listed on the blog, so just go there and if you want to get on my mailing list, you'll get a lot of stuff, including this show every week. So it's worth that. We're going to proceed now with the Cascades Orchestra, which is Bernie Cummins in 1927, and I don't know if this is moving or not, but this guy's there's a little drama going on here. Who was the lady? And I think you know this joke.
Hear ye, order in the courtroom. Jailer, bring in that man. Good morning, judge. Good morning. Who was the lady I saw you with last night? I can't
those rosy cheeks. I've been chasing you all week and week. Rosy cheeks, you surely got me going. My love for you is growing. Rosy cheeks, when you smile a little dimple peek at me, it seems to say beware, but I don't care.
Sunshine's bright and gay, but what do we do? What do? On a doo-doo-doo-ee day, all we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do we do? What do? On a doo-doo-doo-ee day, do we love? Do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy? I say, when the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away. What do we do? What do? On a doo-doo-doo-ee day.
Furman's Dance Orchestra, and he also with the Rhythmic Eight recordings. These are all on Zonophone, but that's the Dance Orchestra is on the label Maurice Elwin on the vocal. What do we do on a dewy day? Well, you have to do something, or else you'll get that, you get that cramp. You get a, like a chill in yourself, and you gotta keep moving. That's all it is. Before that, that's a nice version of that, by the way. Before that, the Six Hottentots on Regal, and that was a Red Nichols group, and all the five pennies are there. All the ones that you know. Irving Kaufman singing Rosy Cheeks, 1927, and that's the glow of health. It's also what happens if you drink hard cider, as we're finding out. So that's a good substitute for exercise if you're looking for one. Before that, although I tend to dabble in other beverages, Cascades Orchestra, Bernie Cummins, and the whole band is in there singing stuff. Who was the lady I saw you with last night? Indeed, who was she? And that it was. No, it's worth singing about. 1927. That's one of those vocalions. The other two from the Nauk batch I got recently. This is Radiola, and we are a moving target. So take aim, and we'll see what you can do. We're going serpentine here, definitely. And I'm Eddie Senior, and I'm as snaky as anyone, as far as I know. And here's a recording on vocalion. We got a couple of vocalions in this lot coming up. Bob Cole is on the label, but it's actually somebody called Prince Piatti, who billed himself as the Royal Entertainer. Prince Piatti is mainly remembered for having been given the song Lucky Lindy by L. Wolfe Gilbert and plugging the heck out of it while Lindy was crossing the ocean. With an express direction to throw the thing away if he didn't make it. But he made it, and he plugged the song. Just Another Day Wasted Away, singing Lucky Lindy. No, not singing Lucky Lindy, the other thing. 1927.
Just like yesterday, I got up today with so much to be done. All I could do was think of you. Now it's striking 10, time for bed again, and another day's gone. All I could do was right to you. Just another day wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day wasted away, filled with gloom. All day all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it going to mean to me? Just another day wasted away, waiting for you. Just another day wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day wasted away, filled with gloom. All day all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. when I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it going to mean to me? Just another day wasted away, waiting for you.
They take old faces and they twist them right into new. We make wrinkles disappear like magic. Our firm positively guarantees. A woman came in, we lifted her chin, we dragged it clear up from her knees. Say, our beauty shop is the talk of the town. There your youth you'll surely regain. A man came in for me to Marcel his toupee. And they say only women are vain. A young fellow named Clarence dashed in yesterday and screeched for a permanent wave. And he says to me, say, who is this Violet Ray? I said, she just stepped out for a shave. Well, I nearly passed out of the picture. I laughed, I couldn't stop. We give two treatments free. If you live, you get three. Down at our new beauty shop. Oh, say, it's marvelous, marvelous, the things we do down there. They come in on crutches, we send them out in baby carriages, teething. An old man came in, now let me think, was it Yesty? Yes, it was Yesty. If he was a day, he was 90. He was tripping on his whiskers. So I said, what can I do for you, sonny? He says, I want you to give my beard a boyish bob. I said, listen, old fella, you have the asthma, and you'll need that muff you have for a chest protector. Then a Russian grand opera star came in to have us operate on her Roman beak. She wanted us to make a pug nose out of it. She was going to make a tour through Ireland. Oh, but the operation was terrible. It was awful. Somebody made a mistake and put her nose on upside down. Now every time she sneezes, she blows her hat off. Oh, but say, listen, we can't use any more of that French mud we use for face packs. If we dig any more out of the cellar, the place will fall in. A man came in yesterday. His nose was so red, it looked like a stoplight. He says, can you do anything for this? I said, the only thing you can do for that is put a shade on it. And he was so bald, his head looked like a mirror. He says, I want a shampoo. I said, what are you going to use for hair? I said, the only thing I can do with that is to Simonize it. Then a woman came in last night just before we closed. She had so many wrinkles in her face, it looked like a fig. She says, I've got to be beautiful by 6 o'clock. I'm going to meet my future husband. He's never seen me. I made love to him by parcel post. Well, I took one look at her. I said, listen, dearie, there's nothing we can do for you but send your future husband in. We can try and make him blind. Say, our beauty shop is the talk of the town. They have their faces hem-stitched and tucked. And we have a machine that drowns the screams when they're having their eyebrows plucked. A woman came in with her husband and said, how can I get rid of this wart? I thought she meant her husband. I said, dearie, this is no divorce court. We make them feel so young, but they scream for a lollipop. And my dear, I'm sure you love the cure. You'll get down at our new beauty shop.
Mary Haynes, a vaudeville comedian of that is absolutely impossible to find any information on. There was a brief. If you're on the internet, you don't find everything. Believe me. There's a little bit here and there, but not much on her, except that there's a photo of her in her youth, and perhaps some indication that she might have been involved in illicit substances in those days. That was from 1926, and she sounds right on top of it. She's not singing God Bless the Child there, that's for sure. Down at our new beauty shop. Very funny stuff, indeed. And I don't know anything about Mary Haynes, except there she is. And that was from Knox, and I'm glad to have it. It's in beautiful shape. Play the other side in the coming weeks. Louis James, a very un-Louis James-like performance in 1926, Scatter Your Smiles. And that was almost novelty stuff there, definitely. Bob Cole, Prince Piatti, actually, and I don't know anything more about him other than what I've told you. Just Another Day, Wasted Away, 1927. This is Radiola, and we'll tell you everything we know, which sometimes isn't much. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the repository for that incomplete information. Proceeding and moving on, we go to Nathan Glantz and his orchestra. And you just have to keep stumbling along, and that's what we do some weeks. And this is from 1922. Thank you. Gene Goldcat and his orchestra, 1924, Eileen. And if I lean, then prop me up, that's all. Bob Herring, I think, is Joe Venuti in there? That sounds like a pretty good, there's a good group in there. Not the classic group that came along later. I think one of the Dorseys or both of them are sitting in there, too. That can all be corrected or discerned with referring to the... to the discographies, of course, and which one must do when doing a show like this, of course. Bob Herring's Velvetone Orchestra, 1923, Sitting in a Corner. Well, that's not moving, is it? And Stumbling, 1922, Zez Confrey's big hit of that year, Nathan Glantz and his orchestra. And this is Radiola, and we're leaning, and sometimes we're sitting in the corner, and mostly we're sedentary, but... mentally, we're getting a lot of exercise, so I guess that's important. And I'm Andy Sr., and my brain can lift weights right now, believe me, and it has. Joe Heyman, and this set has no particular rhyme nor reason, but it seems to, so let's just go with it. Joe Heyman, he of the Cohen Records. Here, Cohen buys a wireless set in 1922.
Hello, are you? Yes, I am. I want to Cheatham Electric Company.
Speaking. Who are you?
I'm Cohen. Is Mr. Panakapan in?
Out of town, sir.
Is Mr. Akhalovich there?
Also away, sir. What can I do for you?
You can do me for nothing. I want some information about the wireless set. You know, one of those things which you can listen to everything for nothing.
What sort do you want?
Well, one what to speak to you and make music when you listen.
We have them at all prices. Can I suggest a crystal set?
What do you mean, a crystal set? Can you tell fortunes with it?
Do you know what a crystal...
Yes, something that goes on a watch.
This set has three tubes, tuner and loud talker, complete. It uses 4 watts.
What?
Yes, 4 watts.
For which?
What?
What is what? That which? riddles, he asks me.
It receives up to 30 miles.
Which does it receive and for why?
By the agency of Hertzian waves, by oscillations which are attuned to the oscillation circuit.
Yes, I shouldn't be at all surprised. Believe me, I was telling my boy Abe the same thing only this morning. How much was this?
$200.
Don't speak foolishness. My price is $20.
We guarantee this set to receive and take up to 30 miles.
But I don't want to take it 30 miles. I only live around the corner. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $20 for it. And you can sell the other 25 miles to somebody that wants them.
Well, that's our price, and it's cheap at the money.
Yes, I know. The money's worth it.
We furnish all accessories.
You can keep your necessities. I don't want them. I want a wireless set. Incomplete with refills and no what?
Well, you must have accessories, sir. Battery, insulators, and a coil of aerial wire.
Now it comes out. I thought you said it was a wireless set.
I did, sir.
Then what are you talking about, wires with hair on?
I said aerial. You just run the wire down the backyard to a pole.
I don't know any poles.
Then you climb up and connect the other end to your apparatus.
To my apparatus? I should say not. Say, what do you think I am, Tarzan?
Then you must have a ground. On Earth.
I got one, only it costs too much to live on it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll furnish the ground and the earth, and you furnish the wireless set for nothing. Or, better still, you furnish the wireless set for nothing, and I'll furnish the ground and the earth. Are you disagreeable to this?
Ridiculous. Poo-poo.
And poo-poo to you.
Poo-poo-poo to you, sir.
Say, how do you come to give me more poo-poos than I give you? Are you listening? Well, poo-poo-poo to you with beveled edges. Now, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to offer you $25 for this wireless set.
Well, Mr. Cohen, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I knew there was a catch in it someplace. I'll bet I've been done as it is.
Romeo and Julie on her balcony. That was in the good old day of long ago. Girlies have been courted in ways that may seem strange, but I've been always looking for the change. So when I was ready to wed my lady fair, we grabbed an aeroplane and took the air. Oh, I was married up in the air, way up above in the clouds. We went up as two, we came down as one. And when I hit the earth, that's when my troubles begun. If I'd known what I was doing when I took that fatal flop, I'd have taken her up 7 miles and then just let her drop. I was married up in the air. I've been up in the air ever since. I was told my daddy courted mother dear 7 years before he said the fatal word. They are quite amusing, those love tales of the past, but now a fellow surely must work fast. You dance with a flapper the first time in your life. Next day you say, hey, Eddie, meet the wife. Oh, I was married up in the air, way up above in the clouds. I took up a peach, we came down a pear, but the apple of my eye is now a lemon, I swear. For our wedding supper, we went down to dine with all the swells, but the dumbbell ate the oysters first and then chewed up the shells. I was married up in the air. I've been up in the air ever since. I was married up in the air, way up above in the clouds. Her eyes are like diamonds, her teeth are like pearls. Her lips are red as rubies, there is gold in each pearl. Her head is solid ivory and her form is just sublime. She's worth $1 million, but I'd sell her for a dime. I was married up in the air. I've been up in the air ever since.
Billy Murray, I was married up in the air. That's somewhat disrespectful, but there it is. 1922, and that doesn't apply to anything at all. Air and wireless and heaven and all that stuff, I suppose. There's a theme if you dig for it in there somewhere, but fun record nonetheless. And so there it is, all from 1922. Also from 22, Arthur Fields. I wish there was a wireless to heaven, a sort of a weeper, like all those other songs about people telephoning or asking the projectionist to show pictures of mommy, and it's that sort of in that vein, and very sad stuff indeed. Joe Heyman, Cohen buys a wireless set, 1922, and that's this is Radiola, and we're not on the wireless, although there are certain stations up in Canada that carry the show and. Hi up there. Great to hear from you. It sure is. And I'm Andy Senior. And down here, I'm just, I'm persona non grata, which is my default mode here on Radiola. Maybe I should just call the show persona non grata and leave it at that. But we're going to proceed now with Jack and Claude Hulbert. And this is two sides of a record, and we're going to play both, one on either side of the hour. And this is the first part of Lovin' You, and it's a little comedy. It's good stuff. 1932.
Loving you is the best thing I do.
Loving you brings me happiness too.
When I hold your hand and gaze in your eyes,
oh, what a surprise.
Then I realize
loving you is the best thing I do.
And you know it's really true.
When I see you smile, I know it's worthwhile.
Loving you is the best thing I do.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Can't you sing any better than that?
No, boy, I'm at the top of my form.
Well, then you must be in a class by yourself.
Well, how do you want me to sing it?
With much more feeling.
Well, show me.
Right.
Oh, loving you. Oh, little baby. It's the best thing I do. Now listen, I want to tell you, you're just the cutest little thing.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean. You mean make it funny.
No. Put some passion into it. Come on now, let it rip.
Loving you.
More passion.
Is the best thing I do.
Get worked up.
Loving you.
Go mad.
Brings me happiness too.
Is that as mad as you can go?
Yes, and gaze in your eyes. Oh, what a surprise. Then I realize.
Put everything you've got into it.
I put everything I've got into it. I can't project my personality into this with you shouting at me all the time.
Well, I'm trying to get you excited.
Well, I am excited.
Fine. Well, sing it again. Come on, boys. Now, let's go.
Loving you.
That's the stuff.
Is the best thing I do.
That's more like it.
Loving you. Brings me happiness, too.
Now we're off.
When I hold your hand.
Good.
And gaze in your eyes.
I like it.
Oh, what a surprise.
Stop down.
Then I realize.
Stop down.
Loving you.
Shh. Stop down.
Is the best thing I do.
I can still hear you.
Oh, it's really true.
I've come back.
I see you.
Stop singing altogether. That's the best effect up to now.
Well, it's no good, old boy. I can't do it. I'm not in the mood to sing.
Now, what's the matter?
I'm in love.
How do you know?
I feel rotten.
You look rotten.
Then I'm not myself. I'm a different being. I don't know who I am.
Well, let's find out. Where did you last know who you were?
The moment I get up. I want to write sonnets.
Well, don't get up.
I want to write a ballad, an ode.
Well, write an ode to a Grecian urn.
How much does a Grecian urn?
I'll sock you in a minute.
I notice things that I've never noticed before. The weight of a feather, the curve of a cucumber, the color of wet soot. That's love, old boy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. 100% all talking, all singing.
What ought I to do about it? I'm in a sort of dream. Semicoma.
Semicoma?
I mean, semicolon.
Right.
I might have had a spagyric mandragora.
A what?
A spagyric mandragora.
Ah, yes. That's what it sounds like.
Do speak to her on my behalf. I'm terrified to do it myself. And tell her I'm potty about her.
Where is she?
On the other side of the record.
Oh, well, let's go over.
Right.
What is a slacker? A slacker is part moonbeam, part whipped cream, and part Wankel rotary engine, sprinkled liberally with stardust and quicklime. A slacker is a dysfunctional dreamer, a lovable loafer, an ineffectual intellectual, and a royal pain in the hinder. A slacker gains power through impotence, joy through boredom, and sustenance through unemployment. A slacker is a cheerleader in an empty stadium, enthusiastic for the settling of dust. A slacker sets his alarm clock 5 minutes past the end of the world and then hits the snooze button. A slacker is something you never thought you wanted to be, but once you are, you never want to be anything else. For further information, come to Slacker's Coffee House. Slacker's Coffee House, 20 Main Street, Yorkville. Telephone 736-1931. Slackers, come down and just be.